And a very pleasant Saturday morning to you. Welcome into the KLEM Coaches Corner program. KLEM Coaches Corner is brought to you every Saturday by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman's Construction, Lloyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors, our great sponsors of the KLEM Coaches Corner program. Again, good Saturday morning to you. Daniel Versteg, KLEM Sports Director, joining you here on this gorgeous Saturday morning. Boy, if you were out at the high school football games yesterday, I should say, if you were at the high school football games yesterday and you were at the high school football games at week one, oh my goodness, did you notice a difference? We had a sticky one a week ago, and yesterday was absolutely gorgeous, minus a little bit of mist some people saw. I know we experienced that up in Hartley last night on our football broadcast, a little bit of mist kind of sticking around, but other than that, a very gorgeous night. And boy, week two feeling a little bit like week five out there. It felt gorgeous for some high school football last night. We hope that forecast can be replicated coming up next Friday for week three. Here's what we got on tap for you on the KLEM Coach's Corner program. At about 8:15, we're going to dial up Coach Ken Vigdahl and, boy, get his thoughts. He's got to be a happy camper today. Coach Vigdahl and the Bulldogs winning their first game with each other as head coach and team. And congrats to Lamar's on that. A 22-8 victory over the Bishop Heeling Crusaders last night at Jim Lorenzen Field. Bulldogs will be home once again coming up next week. So they'll be taking on a 5A opponent in Sioux City East. So that should be another interesting ball game there. Our game last night, unfortunately, did not end in a Galen Catholic victory. Hartley Melvin Sanborn, 44-33. They defeat Galen Catholic in the opener to Class A District 1 play. And that may seem a little early for you football fans out there. District play coming in week two already. But with Class A, they added a team to each district, eliminated a game in the schedule, and so you have six district games, two non-district games, and you got to get those in at some point. So only a pair of non-district games here for Galen Catholic. Their last non-district game will be next week, and then it'll be all games within the district the rest of the way. So we'll talk to Coach Jeremy Schindler about that loss, running into a very good Hartley Melvin Sanborn offense yesterday in a 44-33 loss. We'll get Coach Schindler on our program at about 8:35. And we do want to remind you, if you missed any of the action from the Hartley Melvin Sanborn Galen Catholic game, and although you do now know the outcome, if you do want to watch some of that game back once again, you can log on to KLEM1410.com and check out our YouTube channel. And there you will be able to watch the game in its entirety from start to finish. We got our broadcast going about a half hour before kickoff, and you can watch it from then on, as Galen Catholic, it's a lot closer than maybe some of the stats would suggest, but Jays were always in it. They were always right there. Hartley Melvin Sanborn could never really get too comfortable until the last couple of minutes of the fourth quarter. So we'll talk with Coach Schindler about that game, the Jays starting off the year 0-2, and more importantly, 0-1 in district play in Class A. Before we get going with our coaches, let's remind you of the scores from around the high school football scene yesterday. We'll start in Class 8 player District 1, and props to Kingsley Pearson, who goes on the road, takes down Arweva big time, 51-6, the final score. Fifth-ranked Remsen St. Mary's, also on the road, down in Correctionville, shuts out River Valley, 59-0. Grettinger Terrell Ruth Van Ayrshire, a 68-37 winner over Glidden Ralston. And it was 6th-ranked Newell Fonda, big-time 75-14 winner over Siouxland Christian. Other games in Class A, District 1, Alta Aurelia in overtime takes down Akron Westfield 22-21. Boy, the Westerners have had some really heartbreaking losses this year. Last week, a touchdown to Lawton Bronson. This week, a one-point overtime loss. And the Westerners are a tough 0-2 team. Hinton, 1 point better than MMCRU in a close 7-6 ball game. The Royals did have the lead at halftime. It was a 6-0 lead in favor of MMCRU, but Hinton able to come back in that second half, get the touchdown they needed, and the point after to win the game. And the non-district game out of Class A District 1, South O'Brien in double overtime takes down Sheldon 34-28. The only reason that game was double overtime was because both South O'Brien and Sheldon fumbled the ball on their opening possession of overtime. So kind of funny how that worked out. Class A District 8 action, some other somewhat area schools. Tri-Center 14-0 over Trainer. IKM Manning over Westwood of Sloan 28-20. Fifth-ranked Woodbury Central in a narrow one over the second-ranked Logan Magnolia Panthers 18-13. A touchdown with 50 seconds left was the difference for Woodbury Central. Lawton Bronson blows by Missouri Valley 66-32. That game was broadcast on our sister station, Wide Country 101.3. Class 1A District 1, Okoboji 26-7 over Sibley Ochiden. Sioux Central 68-32 over Manson Northwest Webster. Second-ranked West Sioux 42-27 over the 8th-ranked team in Class 3A, Sioux Center. Ridgeview over East Sac County 38-14. 6th-ranked Southeast Valley blows and shuts out Emmitsburg 46-0. 4th-ranked team in 3A, Boyden Hall Rock Valley, a 34-13 winner over the 10th-ranked Western Christian Wolfpack. That game had to kick off at 8 o'clock because that game had to share the officiating crew with this contest out of Class 2A District 1, Unity Christian, a 12-6 winner over MOC Floyd Valley. So Unity and MOC got going at 5:30. Boyden Hall Rock Valley and Western Christian got going at 8, and the same officiating crew officiated both sides. And this is just a little PSA. If you have any interest in becoming a high school referee or official, please sign up to do so, because we're seeing things like this already where officiating crews have to work 2 games in 1 night. And that is a lot of work for those guys to do. So if you have any desire, they can train you, they can teach you the rules, they can teach you everything you need to know to become an official with the Iowa High School Athletic Association, the Siouxland Officials Association. There's all kinds of ways to become an official, and we encourage you to do so, so that we don't have instances like this happening regularly. Other scores, though: Cherokee 41-27 over West Monona, the 5th-ranked team in 3A. Sergeant Bluff Luton over 2nd-ranked Central Lyon George Little Rock 28-21. 7th-ranked Esterville Lincoln Central 40-7 blowout win over the top-ranked West Lyon Wildcats. Class 3A District 1, Carroll over Gilbert 24-7. And Class 4A District 1, 8th-ranked Fort Dodge, 42-21 winners over Ames. Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln, a 46-36 victor over Denison Schleswig. OABCIG, 42-10 over Storm Lake. Spencer, 41-8, big-time winner over Mason City. And Webster City shuts out Boone, 42-0. Sioux City West in overtime beats South Sioux City of Nebraska, 42-41. West High snaps a 24-game losing streak. And the final score out of Class 5A, Sioux City East over Sioux City North, 54-0. Those are our scores here on the KLEM Coach's Corner program. Now that you're up to date, we'll dial up Coach Ken Vigdahl and get him going on our KLEM Coach's Corner program. When we return in a minute and a half, Coach Vigdahl coming up next. You're listening to the KLEM Coach's Corner here on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
At Nohava Construction, we build the world's best roofs, and we stand behind them. We've been recognized as an elite roofing specialist year after year. At Nohava Construction, we have a high accuracy rating. We use the world's finest roofing technology for our commercial projects. Whether it's new construction or roof replacement, we work hard for our customers. You're the reason we install the best commercial roofs around. Nohava Construction, your elite roofing specialist.
Nohava Construction Lamar's has roofing covered and then some.
Get Branded 360 knows it's hard to plan ahead for your family and organizations.
Yep, we get it. We are parents and involved citizens too.
If you need something for school this fall or even this coming holiday season, let us know now so we can make sure to get your project on our schedule.
Get Branded 360 can customize all kinds of things with embroidery or screen printing, and we have lots of promotional products to choose from.
And new items are showing up weekly, collegiate items included.
Get Branded 360, Downtown Lamar's. Like us on Facebook.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Your radio station in Ironton, Pearson, and Meredith. 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And welcome back into the KLEM Coaches Corner program. KLEM Coaches Corner every Saturday, brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Joining us as the first guest of our KLEM Coaches Corner program this morning is head coach Ken Vigdahl, the head coach of the Lamar's Community Bulldogs. We're coming off a win last night, 22-8 victory over the Bishop Healing Crusaders. It was a beautiful night for football, and I'm sure that made it even better. Coach, first of all, I know it was only week two, but for you, it's got to feel good to get that kind of, I don't know if monkey's the word, but get that off of your shoulders, getting your first win here with Lamar's.
I'm just happy for our kids. Our kids have worked hard and, you know, have had a great attitude through the summer and through fall camp and stuff. So all the credit goes to them. They just went out and they had some adversity last night and they overcame it and stuff. And so that's what we're just looking for. And, you know, all the other stuff is great for me, but, you know, it's one thing to focus on our kids and say, hey, this is what they did, and I couldn't be more happier for them.
Let's focus on your kids. Tell me what you were able to take away from last night's game that you were able to do right, I guess.
Well, I think the biggest thing was, you know, we were able to score right away on our first drive and get some positive things. And our offense, you know, I think we had 350-some yards. And, you know, our defense – at times, you know, gave up some yards, but really never broke except for that one time in the fourth quarter there. But, you know, in the second half, I was probably my fault. I got a little conservative, you know. You're kind of controlling the ball. I probably should have took some shots, you know, earlier in the third quarter to score again. But, you know, our defense came up big, and then we were able to drive the ball at the end to put another score down on a fourth down. And so, you know, I just think the whole thing was, there's, you know, football is like a roller coaster. There's going to be ups and downs and adversity in games, and you just got to fight through that, and you got to be tough enough to fight through that and, you know, try to get a stop or try to get a score. And that was one thing I thought our kids did great last night. They just never stopped believing, never stopped giving up, and you know, we were able to, like I said, it was fourth and two or three there at the end, and Elijah was able to put it in the end zone, and so that was just a great moment.
You know, tell me about that first drive with Keon Butcher scoring the game, scoring the touchdown. Coach, when you score like that, as quick as you did, how much of a motivating factor is that for your side, and also maybe a gut punch to the visiting side?
Well, I think there's a couple ways that you do it when you score right away. Like if you score on the first play of the game, there's been times where kids just think that can just happen all the time. You know what I mean? Oh, we scored on the first play of the game. We'll just be able to do that. Last night was a little bit different. You know, it took us three or four plays to get down there. But, you know, we used a couple of different formations last night that we didn't use the week before. And then, you know, the thing I thought that we did really well was, you know, you could just tell that our line was firing off, getting on the ball. We were running our sweeps and stuff. And our edge players were really blocking hard and stuff. And so, you know, it was just good to see that, you know, it wasn't that big one-shot play we scored. It was, okay, we're going to get 10, 15 yards at a pop, and we're going to be able to control the line of scrimmage. Because I always think, you know, no matter what you do, you control the line of scrimmage, you control a lot of the football game.
And that was the struggle for you guys last week against a very good Sergeant Bluff Luton squad, but getting your ground game going, getting Tyler enough time to pass week one was a struggle for you guys. What did you guys work on in practice before this Bishop Healing game to kind of improve your play at the line of scrimmage there?
Well, I just think the big thing is we do a little individual drill to start the day, and it's a one-on-one, and it's about moving people and moving men. And so we started that on Tuesday and Wednesday, and we've been doing that for about a week and a half now. But I just think that the kids are getting more comfortable all the time with the offense. And so, you know, I don't have to think about my step up front. I just do it. And so, you know, the more this goes, you know, we're going to have a tough game with East this weekend. But, you know, right now we're going to celebrate our win last night and take away all the positive things we did.
Chatting with Coach Ken Vigdahl, head coach of the Bulldog football team, coming off their first win of the year, a 22-8 victory over Bishop Heelan. Another thing that has got to be good for you to see as a coach, your team gets it becomes a one-score game, 15-8 late in the second half, and your team really was able to keep Bishop Heelan at bay, even get a touchdown late in the fourth quarter. Seeing that has got to be such a bright spot for you as a coach.
It really is. It's like, you know, there was a chance that, you know, okay, you're right, it's 15-8, and they went for two, and they got, you know, to get the eight. And so I'm thinking, okay, now it's going to be, you know, if they happen to score it, it could be a 16-15 game. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I just think our defense came out, you know, had a key stop, but that was great. And our offense, the good thing about our offense was we were able to ground game it through, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like late in the game, you know, you're up by eight or seven, and you think, okay, it's okay to make a mistake, but you can't make that critical mistake. And so we decided to keep the ball on the ground, and, you know, our upfront guys were getting pushed. And so, you know, we were able to get our 3-4 pops a yard. And, you know, sometimes it's not fancy and it's not, you know, really cute, but you know what? That's not football. Football is getting down in the trenches and moving people, and we were getting 3, 4, 5 yards at a pop. And, you know, like the defensive guy said last night, he goes, you know, you take 5, 6, 7 minutes off the clock with the drive, you know, that's less that they have to work with, too.
You know, Coach, I'll take ugly if it equals about 300 yards on the ground, 6.5 yards a carry, Coach. You talk about your play on the offensive line, but talk about those skill guys in the ground game, especially Elijah Doherty, who did the brunt of the work on the ground for you.
Yeah, well, he had a really great game last night. He was able to, you know, to find the hole. And, you know, the one thing I thought he did a really great job of last night was he didn't get taken down by the first guy that hit him lots of times. Mm. You know, he was able to either bounce or to, you know, physically kind of run over a few people. And so, you know, that was really good to see, because there's a big difference when you fall down and you get 1 yard, or you fall forward or another step and you get 4 yards. Mm-hmm. So that's a big difference to us. And so, you know, I thought that was a great job. I think our guys on the edge, I know our receivers don't get enough credit lots of times, but they were able to lock in and block, and you know, our sweeps went really well. And then, you know, a couple of times when their free safety really decided to move with the sweep, we were able to throw deep on a vertical. We scored on that touchdown. You know, Tyler threw it to David, and David is wide open. So, you know, once you get things to work, you can always usually get something else to work. And I think that's a big part of a game is, you know, our sweeps work right away at the beginning of it. So now everybody widens. So now what do? We were able to get Elijah in the middle. Okay, they kind of have to adjust to close him down. And then we go back outside. And then what are we going to do? We're going to throw the ball. So, you know, it's just one of those things. Once you kind of get something to work, you know, you can get something else to work.
Chatting with Coach Ken Vigdahl again, the head coach of the Bulldog football team. You know, looking at your offense, the ground attack sticks out, obviously, and rightfully it should. But another thing that might go a little bit under the radar was the few times you did drop back to pass. Tyler was successful. He completed 6 passes and 7 tries. So that's pretty efficient for you guys.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we want, you know. And I think, you know, Tyler was able to get it to Reese a couple of times on some really big third down plays, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, we were able to run that slant on the backside there. And the one time, you know, the kid really made a great break on the ball, and Reese was able to hold on and get a first down. And, you know, we were just able to do enough every kind of series, so we just didn't go 3 and out. You know, you want to give your defense a rest. You want to change field position and all those things with your offense. And obviously, you know, you want to score, but you're not going to do that every time. So, you know, all those things together really made for a productive night offensively.
How about your defense, Coach? Because Bishop Heelan, they were able to put up a decent chunk of yardage of offense, but really never found the end zone. What was the key to your success on defense?
Well, I just think, you know, I've seen the double wing quite a few times, and Coach Van Otterloo did a great job, and Coach Van Clyde did a great job of, you know, they're not going to pass. You know, they're going to pass two or three times a game or maybe a few more times. But, you know, that double wing, you know, they want to get a lot of bodies on you, and they want to be able to run that C gap and that D gap with the pitch from the, you know, to the wing. And so, you know, we were able to stay low up front. They brought extra defenders in the box. You know what I mean? And once you pile that up, there's really no place for them to go. And they brought their our outside linebackers, you know, up more as defensive ends than anything else. So it just kind of tried to keep everything in check.
And you did that to the tune of seven total tackles for loss, Coach. What was that key to getting into the backfield and stopping plays before they could even develop?
Well, I just think it's, you know, our coaches put them in a great position, and then our kids ran into the gaps, trusted each other to be in each of those gaps, because you can't leave a gap open there. And they were able to get by the offensive lineman and like you said, get some tackles for losses. But it's really boils down to, A, coaches put the kids in a great spot, and the kids went out and executed it and, you know, were able to get past the, you know, the offensive lineman and shoot those gaps and be able to tackle those guys for losses.
Chatting with Coach Ken Vigdahl, you know, if you're unable to find something to work on, I've always been told, Coach, you probably shouldn't be in coaching. And so I know for you as a longtime football coach, there's always something that you can take away as something you need to be working on. Coach, what are some of those things that you're going to be looking at here this week off of your win last night?
I think one thing defensively is we, you know, and it's every week, so it's not just like this is the week we're going to work on it. But, you know, we need to be better tacklers. And I, if you talk to any defensive coach in the entire world, every week is we need to be better tacklers. You know what I mean? So, but that's what we'll continue to work on that. We're going to face an opponent that is probably exact opposite of what we just played, and the aspect that they're going to spread them out. And, you know, now we're going to have to probably work our coverages a little bit more this week than what we had, because, there, you know, like I said, it was, you know, double wing, double tight, you know, last week with Heelan. And so, you know, obviously we're going to have to work on our passing, you know, protection or our 7-on-7 when we work our defense. And so, you know, they like to be in a lot of different formations up front. And then offensively, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, offensive linemen are always working on their steps. Mm-hmm. Pad level, that was a big thing last night. We talked about pad level, pad level, pad level. You got to be down, you know, low man wins. And then, you know, we just got to keep running and you know, being able to work our pass patterns and get back to that, because they're going to bring probably a little more heat. That we were surprised last night that Heelan didn't bring a lot of heat all the time, and they tried to play us, you know, kind of up close, where against East they were back, you know, 3, 4, 5 yards. And so, you know, we just got to keep with the plan, keep doing what we're doing, and add another formation here or there, and that's what we need to get better at this week.
I also noticed on your game last night, you guys go 5-for-12 on third down conversions. Is there anything you would like to see a little bit better out of your team on third down scenarios? I mean, you went 2-for-4 on fourth downs, but getting yourself in a place so that you don't have to be converting fourth down scenarios?
Well, I think last night, there's penalties, and then there's inopportune penalties. And, you know, it was like we would get, you know, a pretty good chunk of change, and then all of a sudden we're get a penalty, and now it's 3rd and 20, 3rd and 15, you know, 3rd and, you know, 7 or 8. And, you know, we got to be more being able to manage that third down to where, you know, it's 3rd and 3. So, you know, we can run it if we want, or we can pass it if we want. Last night we just seemed to get caught into 3rd and 10 a lot, or, you know, 3rd and 15 due to a penalty, or, you know, we, did something where we got tackled on the sweep 2 or 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So, you know, obviously we, and that's probably more my fault than the kids' fault, is, you know, we just got to manage our first 2 or 3 plays a little bit better, so we're not looking at 3rd and 10.
When it comes to penalties, Coach, just from an outsider kind of looking in, is there anything you can do in practice? Is there a drill to kind of work the penalties out of your team for the most part, or is it just kind of always just a part of the game that's just kind of there, I guess?
I just, you know, in practice, it's one thing, but when you're live, when it's there, when it's fast, you know, it's just something else. You know, we had a couple, you know, we jumped a couple times up front. We, you know, and our holding penalties, you know, on the edges, our kids are doing what they're supposed to do. And then, you know, if we knock somebody over too much or they get their shoulders turned, you know, the official thinks it's a penalty. But, you know, I'm never going to fault our outside guys, especially our receivers, for blocking hard and getting into a defensive player where the defensive player can't move. You know what I mean? So that's kind of the, you know, discretion of the officials. And, you know, it just kind of went against us last night. And the week before, you know, I think we had one penalty the whole game. So it's just one of those things.
Chatting with Coach Ken Vigdahl. Now that the Bulldogs are 1-1, they get to meet up with a 5A school in Sioux City East this coming week at Jim Lorenzen Field here in Lamars. Preliminarily, Coach, what kind of things have you seen about Sioux City East? You obviously will be watching a lot of film on them coming up in the next couple of days. But preliminary, what are you expecting out of Sioux City East?
Well, they're a pretty athletic team. They got a heck of a quarterback and a running back that's really good. And, you know, their defense is pretty, you know, salty and stuff. So it's one of those things, we're just going to have to play our game. You know, we have to be able to get our first downs and all those things. But, you know, the other thing I think about us a little bit is, you look at our schedule, you know, from even our scrimmage until now, it's a pretty battle-tested type of a schedule. You know what I mean? We scrimmaged Central Line and then SBL, and then last night, you know, Sioux City East, you know, they've played, you know, Heland, and they've played North last night. And, you know, I know they've scored a lot of points, but I don't know. They, you know, and I'm sure they will get battle-tested in time, but, you know, right now I kind of feel that maybe we're a little better battle-tested than they are. But, you know, we just got to match their athletic ability. And, I mean, they're great athletes. So, you know, that's just something that we have to be able to handle and read our keys and do what we're supposed to do on Friday night. And hopefully things turn out.
What do you have to see out of your guys in practice this week before you take the field on Friday?
Well, I just think we need to, you know, Tuesday is always an interesting practice for us because, you know, even though, you know, we run the same offense and same defense, you know, teams do different things. And so Tuesday's always a learning day, so it's never really very crisp. And, you know, there's a lot of learning going on. And so, you know, that we have to clean up all of our, you know, blocking assignments. And, you know, defensively they have to, you know, recognize formulas and what formations and what they want to do. And so, you know, Tuesday, then we just build on Wednesday. And Wednesday, we just, you know, we always talk about energy on Wednesday and, you know, being super positive with the kids. And so when we get our game plan in and everything, and by Thursday, you know, it's a mental day, and then Friday's the game.
Well, Friday's the game. It's going to be a good one. Week 3 coming up just around the corner, and a win yesterday. Coach, we appreciate your time here on our Coach's Corner program, and congrats on the win last week. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks, Daniel.
Yep. That's head coach Ken Vigdahl, head coach of the Lamars Bulldog football team. When we return, we'll chat with Coach Jeremy Schindler of Galen Catholic after this break on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, and Ross Rulin, Financial Advisor today at 712-546-9525. Office located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamars, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamars area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best. Because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Foy Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Foy Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Foy Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Playing favorites for the ice cream capital of the world. 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back into the KLEM Coaches Corner program. And the KLEM Coaches Corner every Saturday is brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, along with OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Joining us now on the KLEM Coach's Corner is Galen Catholic head football coach Jeremy Schindler. His squad coming off a well-fought loss to Hartley Melvin Sanborn, a 44-33 loss. And coach, as I was watching that game, as we were doing that game on KLEM, I never felt you guys were out of it, even though you guys were down by two scores roughly for a good chunk of the game. What's kind of your preliminary thoughts on how last night went for your team?
Yeah, you know, I thought, we got off to kind of a little bit of a rough start, offensively. We moved the ball a little bit, but both of our first two drives kind of stalled out, and, you know, they got off to a really good start and scored on their two opening drives. And, we're down 16-0 after they convert both, 2-point conversions. So, you know, I was really happy with how we fought back in the second quarter, and our defense really started to, pick things up. And offensively, we were able to complete, a couple big pass plays to Bonderson. And, really, really pretty pleased with how the first half went. It's a different offense that we were facing. And, our scout guys try and give us as good a look as possible, but you can't simulate the speed and the power that they run with. And I thought in the second quarter, I thought our guys really did a good job of making stops and getting the offense the ball back. And the offense did a great job of converting and taking advantage of it. I thought we played really good complementary football. And then in the second half, we got tired. We lost two defensive tackles this week, one to an injury and one to an illness. So we went from playing with five defensive tackles and being able to rotate and keep those big guys fresh to really playing with three. And, two of the guys did the brunt of the work last night. And we just got tired up front. And that's something we're going to have to fix as the season goes on. Hopefully we can create some more depth in that front line.
There's the depth aspect to that. But is there anything you can do differently in your conditioning to give guys the best chance to last longer in the game?
I actually thought we were in pretty decent shape. Mm-hmm. Evan Stieg, big number 62, is a 6'2", 300-pound kid, and he's big legs, he's strong kid. Mm-hmm. And for him to go out there and play over 100 plays, I think is really impressive. So mm-hmm. I think we're in decent shape. It's just when you go up against a team that they just constantly keep coming at you with that physicality in the run game, you know, it'll wear on you. And, you know, you saw some of their guys go down with cramps, especially a couple of their ball carriers. And I thought, you know, I thought part of that was because some of the success we had on offense, we were making those secondary players chase our receivers all over the field. And you know, we were having some success in the passing game. So I really think, you know, we just got to try and find a way to, you know, get some more depth and create more depth on our offensive and defensive line.
We're chatting with Coach Jeremy Schindler about last night's loss to Hartley Melbourne Sanborn. You know, we talked at length on our pregame show, Coach, about Hartley Melvin Sanborn's offense. You knew they were going to be run first, and they were still able to go up against you for well over 400 yards on the ground, just kind of have a day carrying the football. I guess, what does that say about the athletes that they have that even when you were as well-prepared as you were that this was coming, they were still able to run it all over the field last night?
Yeah, you know, they got good physical runners. You know, their quarterback, Cooper Ebel, he's a big kid. He's a load to bring down. You know, he's probably close to 200 pounds, you know, over 6 foot tall. And he's listed as a quarterback, but he runs like a running back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Connor Dodd kid, he's a speedster. He's fast, but he'll lower his shoulder and he'll try and run you over it. They're really physical. I think our tackling needs to get better. I saw a lot of arm reaching. I think we need to do a little bit better. We got to look at some things on film and make sure our alignment is correct. I think sometimes our linebackers get a little too tight and too narrow, and we don't play with enough width. And I think that kind of hurt us on a couple wide plays, especially early on in the game. Those are two really good, football players. You know, a lot of people think that this HMS team preseason, they were a top 10 team. You know, and I thought, you know, for the most part, we went toe-to-toe with them. And if we can create a little bit more depth in our defensive line, I think we can hang with them for four quarters and have a shot to win it in the end.
You know, I after, you know, doing the game and looking back on it, your point about tackling makes a lot of sense. Dodd had a couple of carries where you guys got to him at the line of scrimmage in the backfield, and he would just shed you guys off and pick up another few yards. What are some of those drills that or things you can do in practice to try and address your guys' struggles with tackling last night?
It's just live tackling. You just have to do it in practice, and when we it'll be an emphasis this week, and you know, we kind of a weird week with the holiday on Monday, but you know, we'll get a practice in on Monday night, and you know, then JV plays on Tuesday, and then those JV guys have got to be ready to get hit for a second day in a row, because the varsity defense has got to tackle live on Wednesday, and we're going to have to, you know, we got a couple good little JV running backs, and you know, that's the only thing you can do. You can do all the tackling drills you want, the form tackling, nothing replaces live tackling in the open field, and that's really just what we need to get better at. And we need to remember our coaching points, and Coach Elmzon does a great job of teaching open field tackling. I think a lot of us are trying to go up too high, and we got to attack people down in the thigh boards. And you know, you don't want to take on a guy up there in, you know, if it's in the line of scrimmage, that's different. You tackle up high because that's just where you meet. But if it's out in the open field, we got to go low, and we got to get out their legs. And it's going to be an emphasis this week in practice.
Chatting with Coach Jeremy Schindler, head coach of the Galen Catholic football team. That's a look at your defense. I do really want to touch on your offense, because, boy, when you guys got it going, it was exhilarating on offense, Coach. Your three big touchdowns go for almost 50 yards plus on all of them. What was it about those plays, your offense, that allowed some of those big shots over the top to be open?
Well, I think one of the keys that happened early on in the game, and it happened in our first couple drives, and we didn't capitalize on it, but, you know, HMS plays a cover zero, man-to-man defense, and they really do grab and tug at the jerseys, and they like to grab receivers. And and I thought the officiating crew did a really good job of calling some really good pass interference calls. And, you know, in the past, we've gotten maybe one or two of those calls to go our way. Last night, we got more than enough, and they had to stop grabbing because they knew the officials were going to call it. And so that was it allowed our speed to kind of take over. And when you play a defense like that, you're going to give up big plays, especially when you go against a team that has athletes like us with Dylan Lehman and Keaton Bonderson and Ryan Livermore, you know, Ryan August. I mean, we had guys making plays all over the field. And another thing is our offensive line has never blocked, has never pass protected that well since I've been here at Galen. They did a really good job of giving Connor time, and I thought Connor did a really good job of, he knew he had about 2 to 3 seconds, and that ball had to be gone. And he was quick and decisive with his decision-making.
Yeah, that was another thing you brought up to me in our pregame conversation was, he's got to make his read in 2 seconds. And for the most part, he did that. I think he only got sacked maybe one time all game, Coach. That speaks to a number of things. One, your offensive line. Two, your quarterback's ability to get rid of it. And three, your wide receivers to run a good enough route to be open enough for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a combination of all three of those things. You know, we tried to design some different route combinations that he was able to make a pre-snap read, and he knew it was, I'm going to this side of the field, and now it's just, here's my key. And once he saw what his key was, he was able to make a quick decision, and our receivers did a great job of getting off the jam and then getting their head around quick. That was another emphasis. Hey, you know, get your head around so that when he puts the ball in the air, you know, we want to throw it to the green grass. We'll try and throw you open and go make a play. And I can't say enough about how the offensive line was able to protect. I mean, we had a first-time starter in there, Will Harpenaugh, as a sophomore. He kind of got thrown in because of an injury and an illness that we had to two guys, and I thought he stepped in and played really well, and those guys really fought all night, because that is, their blitzing has given us problems in the past, and I think we really nullified that. Now, there's obviously still room to grow. I'm a former offensive lineman. I hate throwing the ball 36 times, and actually we threw it more than 36 times, because probably about, we picked up about 4 or 5 defensive pass interference penalties, so we probably threw it over 40 times, and that really bothers me, but that's what the game plan called for. They took away the run game, and, you know, they made you beat them over the top. And I thought, you know, at times we did a really good job of that, and we need to continue to build off of that.
Chatting with Coach Schindler, head coach of Galen Catholic football, you know, and if I were to just take a look at Hartley Melvin Sanborn's offensive numbers from last night, I would probably say this game ends in a 30-point deficit. You know, it's not even close most of the game. But, Coach, you guys were in it virtually the entire game until the final few minutes. That's got to speak volumes about how your team handles an offense that's always going after them and how they respond to that.
Yeah, you know, we talked after the game, and I told the guys that, you know, first thing, I was really proud of the effort. I think we had some guys really step up and become football players last night. And so I was really proud of the effort, the fight from the start to the finish. And that's something we've been talking about since last week, is, hey, we have to play 4 quarters of football. And if it takes extra quarters, we got to be willing to go that extra time too. But I also talked about, we can't be satisfied. Losing should never be okay.
Right.
You know, so we're proud of the effort, and that's great. But we're going to come in today, we're going to learn from our mistakes, we're going to get better, and we're not going to be satisfied with just being close. We want to continue to improve as a team. I think that the step we took from week 1 to week 2 is massive, and we need to have another week like that, another week of growth, so we can keep moving forward with this season.
Something we don't always get to talk about, Coach, is special teams. It doesn't always come up, and normally when it comes up, it's probably because you made a number of mistakes on special teams, but you guys were able to get a kick return touchdown off of a very strange type of kickoff play, something I'm not very used to. And your punting game, I thought for the most part, was pretty good. You pinned them a couple of times inside the 20-yard line. What stood out about your special teams game for you?
You know, I think it's all about playing complementary football. We want to be an explosive offense, and we play kind of the style of defense we play is a bend but don't break. And you know, we want to play field position. We don't want to be backed up. I'm not one of these crazy new coaches that is going to go for it on fourth down. You see a lot of these people that are no punt teams, and that's not good football to me.
No.
I want to teach these kids how to play good complementary football. We want to run the ball on offense. We want to get first downs. We want to score touchdowns. We want to – in high school, it's hard for a team to drive the length of the field. Now, HMS did a good job last night, and they were able to drive the ball. But there's not a lot of high school teams that are patient enough to go on those, you know, 15-play, 75-yard drives.
Right.
And special teams is a huge part of that. Keaton Bonderson did a great job of punting, and I think our kickoff team does a really good job. Our special teams coach, Coach Westhoff, has a really good scheme for kickoff, and they did an outstanding job of really kind of pushing them back. And I thought their starting field position was far worse than ours for most of the night. You know, when you have the ability to kick it deep, and they were just kind of squib kicking it because they don't really have a kicker. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going to give us the ball at the 40 plus every time, we'll take it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really don't care what the yardage ends up at, because those 50 yarders, had we been pushed deep, probably would have been 75 or 80 yarders, and the yardage might have looked a little different. So mm-hmm. I think it's all about playing good complementary football.
Chatting with Coach Schindler, now you get ready for your last non-district game, Coach. You take on Lawton Bronson on the road. Early thoughts, what do you notice out of Lawton Bronson?
You know, their film from last night is not up yet, but I have taken a peek at their film from last week. They played Akron. They beat Akron 14-7. You know, they run the wing T on offense, but they also go spread and they'll go empty. So they're kind of Jekyll and Hyde, where it's really in tight and they want to run the ball. I think that's what they want to do most of the time. They're in the wing T probably about 80-85% of the time, but they do go spread, so we have to be prepared for that. You know, defensively, you know, to hold Akron to only 7 points, Akron's got a got a nice offense. They can sling it around the field a little bit. So, you know, it looks like they're playing either palms coverage or quarters coverage. We'll have to take a look and dive deeper into that film. But, again, we just have to keep worrying about ourselves and improving like we did this past week. And hopefully, you know, they're not going to put nine guys in the box and we can get a little bit of a running game going.
Yeah, X's and O's wise, your preparation for the this week of practice, what has to be done from your guys in practice to give you the confidence and to give you the ability to get that elusive first win on the season?
You know, offensively, we just have to keep building off of what we had last week. You know, it'd be nice if we can be a little more balanced. I think the way Lawton plays defense, we will be able to be more balanced, so we're going to have to be able to run the ball next week. But we, you know, we have explosive playmakers, so throwing the ball might be one of our strengths this year. And if that's the case, then I'll get over it and I'll throw it all over the field if we need to. Defensively, we got to tackle better, and we got to create some depth in the defensive line. And if we can do those two things, Coach Ellenzone's a fantastic defensive coordinator, and we'll get the guys schooled up, and we'll make sure that we have a better night on Friday night defensively.
All right, I got to ask, I know you were an offensive lineman, not a big fan of pass. Was it just you didn't like pass protecting? You enjoyed run protecting more? What's the deal there?
Well, I was actually a better pass blocker than I was run blocker.
Oh, okay, all right.
I played at Hinton, so we only threw the ball 6 times a game when we ran in the wing tee. So, I mean, I don't really know if you can even call what we did passing. But, you know, they always say when you throw the ball, one good thing can happen, two bad things can happen. You know, incompletion or an interception, and then a completion is the only really good thing that can happen. But that's what the game plan called for last night. And the guys, you know, we protected well. We ran good routes. And we executed. We do have to catch the ball a little bit better. That's We had a few drops last night, and that's another thing that we can improve on.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, and I noticed that a couple times on some of those passes. Coach, it's always good talking to you. We always appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next week as you get ready for Lawton.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep. That's head coach Jeremy Schindler. He's the head coach of the Galen Catholic football team on our KLEM Coaches Corner. We'll be back to wrap up the hour after this on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Whether you're building, remodeling, or renovating, choose the professional that you've come to trust, O.H. Livermore Construction in Lamar's. O.H. Livermore Construction knows what you want and expect in your building and remodeling projects. So whatever your building needs are, from commercial to residential, remodeling to a complete renovation, contact O.H. Livermore Construction for a free estimate. That's O.H. Livermore Construction in Lamar's.
Perspective Insurance. Better together to provide you an even greater level of service and support to all of Northwest Iowa. From running a business or buying a home to adding another car, or maybe it's looking over your current farm policy to make sure you are fully protected. Whatever your insurance needs, call Perspective Insurance in Lamar's today at 546-7821 and make sure you are properly covered. Perspective Insurance in Lamar's, a new way to view insurance.
Is your house getting a little too small? Do you just need a change, but you like your neighborhood? Let your hometown boys, Stratmeyer Home Improvement, upgrade your current home to meet your needs. Remodel a basement, add a new room, or beautify the exterior with new siding. Stay in your familiar surroundings and let Stratmeyer Home Improvement make the best of both worlds with a new look or new space for your home. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction is the perfect choice with over 30 years of service to the local area. Call Steve today at 546-4606. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction Center, your hometown boys.
Your radio station in Merrill, Marcus, and Morris. 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we all can be back to our final segment of the KLEM Coaches Corner program. Again, the KLEM Coaches Corner every Saturday morning at 8:05 a.m. is brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, O.H. Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. We thank our KLEM Coaches Corner sponsors for bringing you the KLEM Coaches Corner each and every Saturday morning so that you can get your fill on Galen Catholic and Lamar's football. Boy, it's always good chatting the X's and O's, chatting football with Coach Ken Vigdahl and Coach Jeremy Schindler. Glad we could talk about a win with Coach Vigdahl. And, boy, Coach Schindler's got one heck of a team, and the couple of losses they have are not indicative of what this team is capable of, that's for sure. Again, if you I talked about it a little bit during the broadcast, but if you're a Galen Catholic football fan, you remember that there are another 16 extra postseason participants. Again, I also said it last night, you do want to win your district. I mean, that's obviously goal number one. But hey, if you can't win your district, you still have a very good shot at making a playoff run. The top four teams in each district make the playoffs. So hey, there's still a lot to determine if you're a Galen Catholic fan. Lamar's, of course, that win in non-district play can only help them. Winning that district is going to be very difficult no matter who comes out on top. Both the Fort Dodge and Webster City are solid. Spencer's a perennial contender up there in Clay County. And so you can never be too sure in Class 4A District 1, but you can always help out your RPI by sneaking a win in there in your non-district schedule and helping yourself out there to try and be one of the top 16 teams in Class 4A. So Lamar's and Galen Catholic, we're hoping there's a lot of more football left to be played. Of course, it's only week two. We still got plenty of more regular season games left to go. Be sure to join us next Friday night, this coming Friday night, I should say. The Galen Catholic Jays wrap up their non-district schedule on the road. They will be at the Lawton Bronson Eagles. That's going to be a good one. The Eagles are under brand new head coach Jason Garnan, who won a couple of championships in amateur football with the Sioux City Stampede. That's going to be an interesting one. I'm eager to see what Lawton Bronson's got. I'm eager to see how Galen bounces back. We'll have the coverage again, another 6:15 pregame of the Radio Iowa Scouting Report, and we'll be on the air with kickoff at 7 o'clock. So be sure to tune in to our coverage of Galen Catholic and Lawton Bronson football. If you missed any of the action from yesterday between Galen Catholic and Hartley Melvin Sanborn, you can watch that game archived on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. So check that out. And thanks again to our video sponsors. You're able to see their logos in the all four corners of the video stream who made that video broadcast possible. Thanks again for tuning into the KLEM Coach's Corner program. And again, every Coach's Corner starts at 8:05 on Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in. For KLEM Radio Sports and the KLEM Coaches Corner, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Have a great Saturday morning.